is anchored in the blood of the Lamb. And though the billows are raging.
Hello, neighbor. Welcome to our broadcast. You're listening to the Spirit of Truth broadcast with Pastor Andrew Carrigan of the Morning Star Baptist Church, located at 150 Old Spartanburg Highway in Pacolet, South Carolina. The Bible tells us in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse number 13, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Why don't you call a friend just now and invite them to listen with you to the Spirit of Truth broadcast. The Morning Star Baptist Church trio is going to be singing a song in just a moment that I'm sure is going to be a tremendous blessing to your heart. It is entitled, That's God. Oh, beloved, listen, there's been so many times in my life that God had just showed up and met my needs, and it just causes me to rejoice in Him. Well, why don't you just give a listen to the song as the Morning Star Trio sings this old song, That's God.
Many times do you wonder how you've made it this far? That's God.
That was God.
When you realize that it wasn't bad as it seemed, that was God.
That was God.
When you're down and alone with not a friend to talk to, then suddenly someone comes, words to uplift you. Seems that your help just came out of the blue. That was God.
That was God.
Oh, that's God. He's walking through my darkest night. His Spirit is descending.
Baptist Church Trio, my, what a blessing they are, and they're a blessing to us in our church, and I know they're a blessing to you that are out there listening to this radio broadcast, and we'll be telling you a little further along at the end of the broadcast how you can maybe hear more of this trio as they sing. They're such a tremendous blessing, and they not only sing songs for God, but they live for Him, and I bless the Lord for the Morning Star Baptist Trio. And so you pray for us now as we desire to bring you a message from the Word of God. If you have a copy of the Word of God handy and you'd like to read along with us this morning, or this afternoon, or whatever time you might be listening to this broadcast, if you would turn with us, the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. We will be, the Lord willing, reading of these two verses and then bringing a message on this subject, being sure of God's guidance. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, the Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." I believe there's no greater need in the life of a Christian than the need for sure and safe guidance. The reason for this is that life is full of choices. At every turn, we have to make a decision, and we simply do not know what is the right way to go unless we turn to the Lord and ask for His help. I wouldn't want to try to plan my own journey through life, because the Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 10, verse number 23, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps." Beloved, I wouldn't want to take a step without the Lord. I wouldn't want to journey through a day of life without the Lord. I did that for 24 years in my life, and I always found myself ending up on dead-end streets or down in places that is not good to be in. But I'm glad since I met the Lord and accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I'm glad that He promised that He would direct me, that He would direct my steps, and He would give me direction all through my life. And so we need God to guide us. If you look at the promise that's before us here in the book of Proverbs, you'll see that this promise is conditional. In other words, there are two parts to this promise. The part number one, God said, "If you will do your part, then I will do my part." I'm glad that we can count on the Lord. If we will just do what God tells us to do and gives us instruction to do, God will certainly do His part. I believe the Bible is full of this subject of divine guidance. God has given us illustration after illustration of how He desires to guide His people as they make their journey through this life. Now, as I said, there are two parts. There's our part, and then there's God's part. But I want us to look, first of all, at God's part, the promise of divine guidance. I want you to notice how absolutely certain this promise is. The Bible says, "He shall direct thy paths." This is one of God's great shalls. There are so many uncertain things, but here's one thing which is absolutely certain. And that is, God said that if we would do, if we would mind, if we would obey, if we would yield ourselves to God, the Bible says that God shall direct thy paths. I am so glad today, neighbor, that I have a very personal guide, and here is what He has promised us. Number one, it is the promise of a personally conducted tour through life. See how personal this promise really is. He said, "And He shall direct thy paths." I'm glad nothing could be more personal than that. What an amazing thing it is that God Himself actually wants to lead us all the way through our life and bring us safely to our journey's end. Beloved, listen, almost 70 years ago, I began a journey in life. 24 years old, the Lord saved me by His marvelous grace. And then for these 45 years that I've been saved by God's marvelous grace, I'm glad that I have had someone to help me. I'm glad there's been someone to guide me. I'm glad there's been someone to hear me. I'm glad there's been someone that cares about my need. And so this is what He promises us in this one verse. And I want you to notice, it's important to notice that word direct. And it means to make straight. or to make plain. This reminds us of the fact that as we travel through life, we're faced on every hand with confusion, and we're at a loss to know which way is the right way. And so Proverbs 14:2 says, "There is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." Oh, beloved, listen, I don't want to go the wrong way. I don't want to take the wrong path. Beloved, sometimes people go down the wrong path and they find heartache and they find trouble and they find difficulties and discouragement and some even despair when they go down that wrong path. Beloved, listen, I'm glad that God has promised us a personally conducted tour all the way through life. And when the Bible says, "He shall direct thy paths," I believe when we walk in the will and the way of the Lord according to God's word, I believe that God will put in that path everything that we need to sustain us day by day. What a blessing it is that God will do that. But God says He will guide us so that we do not make the wrong turning. I'm glad that we can go with the Lord. In the book of Exodus chapter 13, verse 21, "And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people." And so just as God gave guidance to the children of Israel by day and night, by the fire and by the cloud, I'm glad that God has given us the person of the Holy Spirit to guide us day by day. And the Bible does tell us that the Spirit of truth will guide us, beloved, into all truth. And that is what He said. He said, "Howbeit," in John 16:13, "howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth." I'm glad that God will guide us into all truth. This is where we got the thought for the theme of our radio broadcast, the Spirit of truth. I am glad that God is the Spirit of truth, and He's going to guide us in the way that is pleasing unto Him. Just like He guided the children of Israel when they could not see, He gave them light by night, and He gave them a cloud by day to follow. I'm glad that God has given us a copy of the Word of God, and then God not only has given us the Word of God, but has given us the very author of the Word of God to abide within us and live within us. And beloved, that person is the Holy Spirit. And I'm glad today that the Holy Spirit abides with every believer to guide us as we make our journey through life. And so what a blessing and a joy it is. The Bible says, I believe in Psalm 25:9, "The meek will He guide in judgment, and the meek will He teach His way." Oh, beloved, what a blessing that God is willing to guide us and God is willing to teach us. And so I just want to say again that it is the promise of a personally conducted tour through our life. And then secondly, it is the promise of guidance regarding every detail of life and for the whole of life. There is no limit in the promise before us. God says that if we will acknowledge Him, He will direct us in all of our paths until we reach our journey's end. Neighbor, for 45 years, I have found that to be true. Ever since the day back yonder, the third week of September, 45 years ago, when I met Jesus Christ through a gospel tract, and the Holy Spirit convicted my heart of sin, and I turned from that sin and repented of my sin and turned to the Savior and asked Jesus to come into my heart. Jesus came into my heart, and I have found that in every day of my life, God has provided everything that I've needed in this journey of life. Maybe sometime in the future, I can share with you some of the things that God has done in my life that has been such a tremendous blessing. But I want to say to you right now, the greatest thing God has ever done in my life was to forgive my sin, write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and give me the wonderful privilege of accepting Christ into my heart, that I could become a part of the royal family of God. I am so thrilled today that my Father above and the Holy Spirit within me and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has been concerned about every little detail in my life. And that's not just for when I was saved, but neighbor, for these 45 years, God has been putting food on my table. God has put clothes upon my back. God has given me shelter. God has given me far more than I could ever tell you about. I'm like the psalmist David when he said in Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." You say, preacher, God will not give you what you want. If you want to write, God will give you what you want. Not only will he give you what you want, but God will supply all of your need. Paul said in the book of Philippians, Paul said, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." And so I am glad that God is going to direct us and God is going to give us all that we need. And if we'll just acknowledge him, God will give us everything that we need in this life. And sometimes it is said that God does not guide his children in all the little details of life, but that he's far too busy to be concerned. But I want to tell you, neighbor, God is not too busy to be concerned. I think about that little widow woman that may be listening to this radio broadcast today, that the devil is telling you that you're not important to God. I think about that man on the job that Satan may be saying that you're not important to God. But I want to tell you, my dear friend, you are somebody. If you've been saved by the marvelous grace of God, you are somebody. I want to tell you, there in that home where you are today, God is concerned about that child. God is concerned about that husband. God is concerned about that wife. God is concerned about that need that you have in your home right now. God is concerned about that thing that is concerning you and worrying you. God's concerned about that sickness in your body. God is concerned about that medical bill that you have. God's concerned about every little detail in life. I want to tell you, my dear friend, there is nothing too small for God to be concerned about. Yes, we serve a God that is so big. God is so big that God can be concerned about everything that there is. And so, whether we need guidance in the home, in our business, or regarding to our pleasure or our work, even our friendships, my dear friend, I want to tell you, it is all important to the Lord. He wants to guide us, and he promises to do so in all the decisions that we have to make if we will just follow him. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 3, the Bible says, "Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established." Oh, beloved, isn't it wonderful today to know that we have somebody that loves us, we have somebody that cares for us, we have somebody that knows us. We have somebody that knows where we're at. We know somebody that knows where we're going. We know somebody that knows tomorrow. Thank God, I'm glad that he's promised that he would guide us concerning every little detail of life. And then it is the promise of infallible guidance. It is God himself, neighbor. It is God himself. It's not some preacher. It's not some priest. It's not the Pope. But I'm glad that God himself has promised to guide us. You know, I'm so glad today. You know, if it were a preacher guiding me, he may go down the wrong track. You know, if it's the priest that was guiding you, he may go down the wrong track. If it's the Pope guiding you, he could go down the wrong track. But I want to tell you, my friend, God has never gone down. God will never go down the wrong way. And God will never, ever lead one of his children in the wrong way. And so it is God himself that promises to guide us. You know, I sit here at this microphone today and I'm thinking about what a tremendous joy and what a blessing it is. And it is beyond our comprehension sometimes to realize just exactly what God has said to us when he said, "I will direct thy paths." It is God himself. Therefore, the guidance he offers is divine guidance. It is not secular guidance. It is not social guidance. But I'm glad that it is spiritual guidance. And this spiritual guidance is divine guidance. And because it is divine guidance, I want you to get this, neighbor, that it is infallible, unerring guidance. God will never, ever. God has never failed you. God has never failed me. God has never failed anybody. God cannot fail. And so I'm glad that His guidance is infallible. I'm glad that His guidance is unerring. God has never caused anybody to go down an errant way. God's never caused one of His children, God's never guided one of His children in an errant way. Oh, beloved, the Bible says He shall direct thy paths. Oh, parental guidance. Parental guidance, my friend, may be loving, but it is never infallible because parents are fallible. God's guidance is never in any way subject to error or mistakes. And He cannot make a mistake because He is God. Oh, beloved, I want to tell you, it just makes me almost want to have a shouting spell. You say, preacher, you're one of those shouting Baptists? I'm a shouting Christian. I was shouting, listen, I'm shouting because of what I know. I'm shouting because of who I know. I can praise the Lord because I know that God is guiding me all the way through the journey of life. I thought about this radio broadcast, and I thought about God's guidance even in this. Do you know, neighbor, that God is able to guide even in the airways? I believe God is able to guide through these electronics. I believe God is able to guide my voice to the very ear that needs to hear this message from God. And if you're listening to this message from God today, I want to tell you, my dear friend, it is because God has given direction and God has guided in that way. And I'm glad that God is able to do so. It is not wrong to confer with flesh and blood. Oh no, my friend, but primarily we must confer with the Lord Himself, because whatever man may advise is liable to error, because it is the advice of flesh and blood. It is human advice. And my friend, we need to just face the fact that we as human beings, as much as we want to be right, sometimes we're wrong. As much as we want to be infallible, we are fallible. Sometimes as much as we would like to do right, we find ourselves doing wrong. Sometimes as much as we would love to give the right kind of advice and the right kind of counsel, sometimes our advice and our counsel is less than perfect. We need to realize because we are fallible, sometimes those things can happen. But I'm glad that God's guidance is faultless, and we can therefore rely upon the guidance of God. And so this is the promise that God makes to every one of His children, that He will guide them concerning every tiny detail of life, and that they can trust that guidance absolutely. I'm glad verse number 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. I'm glad, neighbor, that I can trust in the Lord. But now we've been talking about God's part, but just for a few moments now, let's look at our part of this. What do we have to do to secure God's guidance? First of all, we must acknowledge Him. What does this mean, you say? To find out the real meaning of these words, we must look at verse number 5. Oh, beloved, where we learn that to acknowledge Him means negatively to lean not to our own understanding, and then positively to trust in the Lord with all our heart. Oh, to acknowledge the Lord really means to abandon any understanding of our own. Beloved, we're not to be wise in our own eyes. Oh, it's not in man to direct his steps. No, it's not in man. And so we're to trust the Lord with all our heart that He will give us that needed guidance. Neighbor, I am glad today that by the grace of God, I'm able to trust the Lord, and I want to do that with all of my heart. And then number 2, we must acknowledge Him in our ways. Here we place the emphasis upon the word in. We are to acknowledge the Lord just where He has placed us. Oh, You know, aren't you glad that right there in the home that you can trust God there? I know there may be a number of you that are listening to me today in your home. You can trust God right there in your home, right there where God has placed you. And then it may be that there's somebody out there in your business that you're listening to this broadcast today. I'm glad that you can trust God not only in the home, but you can trust God out there in your business. You can trust God at school. You know, parents, we ought to be able to teach our children that you can trust God down at the schoolhouse. You can trust God in that classroom. You say, but preacher, my child has a teacher that doesn't allow them to pray and doesn't allow them to read their Bible, but they can't keep them from trusting God. Beloved, we need to put into the hearts and the minds of our children that they're to hide the Word of God in their heart, that they may not sin against God, and down there at the schoolhouse, they can trust the Lord. At work or at play, I'm glad that wherever we are, whatever we're doing, we can trust the Lord. We're to acknowledge Him in health. Beloved, when we're healthy, but not only in our health, but we're to acknowledge Him in our affliction. We're to acknowledge Him when we're well and strong. And then when we're tried and we're tested, we're to acknowledge Him in all of our ways. I'm glad the Bible said that if we will acknowledge Him, beloved, God, He just qualified that there. If we will acknowledge Him, He shall direct thy paths. And so there's no strain or stress in the life of the one who is thus guided by the Lord Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be guided by Him today. I just can't emphasize that enough, that what a joy that is. And then thirdly, we must acknowledge Him in all of our ways. Here the emphasis is upon that word all. In verse 5 and all in verse 6, we're to trust in the Lord with all our heart. And in all our ways, we are to acknowledge Him. And if and as we seek grace to do this, we shall be guided by the Lord Himself. Oh, beloved, what a joy it is again today to be able to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Now, as we come to the close of our broadcast today, I just want to read those verses again, and I want you to listen to them very carefully. I'm going to read them very slow and very deliberately. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. What a blessing. What an encouragement. What a joy to know that our God will guide us all through life. Oh, beloved, listen. Could I say to you at the close of this program, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, why don't you bow your heart before the Lord right now and just pray this prayer? God, would you be merciful to me, the sinner? God, would you forgive my sin? Would you come into my heart, Lord Jesus? Would you come into my heart and write my name in your book? If you would do that today, He'll save you and put your name in the Lamb's book of life. Listen, you that are saved today, if the message or song has been a blessing to you, why don't you let us know that you're listening? We sure would love to hear from you. You can correspond with us by writing to us, Pastor Andrew Kerrigan, Morning Star Baptist Church, 150 Old Spartanburg Highway, Pacolet, South Carolina, 29372. Or you can visit our website at www.morningstarbaptistchurch.com and send us an email. Let me give you that address once again. That's Pastor Andrew Kerrigan. You spelled that Carrigan, Morning Star Baptist Church, 150 Old Spartanburg Highway, Pacolet, South Carolina, 29372. Or visit our website, www.morningstarbaptistchurch.com, and send us an email. We invite you to tune in each week to this broadcast and listen to us, and just keep on a keeping on, neighbor, and keep a looking up. Jesus is coming.
all kinds.